So we're in Parashat Tetzaveh. We're going to learn from the Noam Elimelech, and we'll do the first ma'amar, where it starts with the Ata Tetzaveh Bnei Israel. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu that you should command the nation of Israel. And this is how the parasha starts with. But now we're going to try to explain really what it means. There's many types of explanations. We'll learn one of them. There's also a verse that David HaMelech says in Tehillim. Asita ata Hashem Elokai, niflaotecha umachshavotecha eleinu. The translation is, you have done Hashem, your greatness and your miracles and your thoughts, and you did it for us. This is a verse that is said by David HaMelech. Now we want to see the connection of both verses. Dehine lechora yesh lehavin ech efshar shehatzadik yifol niflaot lerpaot hachole ulatir asurim vechadomeh. Comes a big question: how can we expect or think that a real tzaddik, a big tzaddik, can actually cause a person to be healthy? You know, many times people go to a tzaddik and they pray, they ask the tzaddik, please pray for the health of so and so, or a person is in a big trouble, help them. How can you understand that a tzaddik can actually do some type of an action that is called niflaot, a wonder, in order to heal a sick person or to save a person that is chas v'shalom in jail? Halo en kol chadash tachat ha-shemesh. Shlomo HaMelech said, en kol chadash tachat ha-shemesh. There's nothing new under the sun. You can't create something new. How is that possible? O sheha tzadik mechadesh sodot ha-Torah? What, the tzadik is renewing secrets of the Torah? And if this is the case, meichan hayta zot la-tzadik? How does he know? How does he know how to do that, the tzadik? We're talking here about a real tzadik. Ach ha'inyan hu de'ine Hashem yitbarach baruch hu, amei shariye nehora. Here we see that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he created the world with lights. V'hine k'tiv, how do we know that? It says in the Torah very clearly, v'yomer Elokim yiyor, v'yiyor. So we saw it very simple that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with light, as it says in the book of Bereshit. Yesh lomar ha-perush da'anu be'amro yiyor ve'yiyor, rotze lomar nitava or chadash. One way of explaining it is that when Hashem says v'yehi or, and there should be light, Hashem created a new form of light, meaning that there was already light before that, just that Hashem created a new light. And not only that He created a new light, Nithava or chadasham, bimkomo misham nimshach haor lemata. So instead of the light that was existed, came a new light instead of it, and the other light that was before that kind of got pushed down. Venimtza shorish nishar lemala. So we see that if this is how we explain it, then there was a light before that, before the 6 days of creation. Hashem says, I want it to be a new light right now. A new light was created. The older light is now went back to its source, so to say. The new light is now underneath the new light. Excuse me? Yeah. No, the new light is a new light. The Oraganus would be the original light. And now the original light is higher, and the new light is a little bit below it. And it seems, Nimtza HaShorish Nishar Lemala, the root of the original light is still connected above. וכן כל דבר ודבר עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא, שורשו למעלה. Now, after the Vayehi Or commandment, then the word world started forming. Now the sun and the moon and the trees and the animals. But from when we're analyzing the entire creation like this, means that everything, its root, stayed in above, and a new creation came out. So when the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Tadshe ha'aretz deshe, the land should bring out, sprout grass. That's a new creation, but its root stayed in the world above. Meaning from that, a very simple explanation that everything that is created in the world, it's a manifestation from something that existed already. and it just existed in a spiritual level. And now that something new came to create to the creation, it pushed the original higher, so to say, but it still exists in the spiritual level in its root. Let's read it again. Kol davar vedavar asa kadosh baruch hu, everything the kadosh baruch hu did, hu shorsho lemala, its root is above, וכן הנעשה למטה על ידי התנועה שאדם מנענע מתנונע שורש למעלה ונמשך הדבר למטה. So everything that was created became now lower level. The root was pushed to the above. Now, the way it works is that if I'm now standing on the ground floor and there's a rope hanging from the third floor and I will start shaking the rope from the bottom, from the ground floor, you know what it will do? It will shake the rope on the top. So that the rope is going to stand still. So same thing here. When I do something from above, then it's shaking the roots of it. Sorry, when I'm doing something below, then it's shaking the root from above. Just to understand how the Kadosh Baruch Hu, how he created, everything was already there before the world was created. Now that the Kadosh Baruch Hu just took out a new creation, so to say, and it pushed the original up, that's the root, and the creation below, what we see is so to say a manifestation of the original creation, of the original existence. Now what happens is when I'm shaking something here below, then obviously it's shaking something above. Zeo rabot asita, that's what it means when David HaMelech says, you have done so many, rabot is many, lomar sheharbe sibot vepulot pa'alta. To explain, not that Hashem did many things, rather many actions had to be taken in order to create this world. It's not that the world was created just like that. V'asita ata Hashem, and you have done that Hashem, v'nimtza sheashoresh hu lemala. So here we get, and the translation, sorry, we find that the root is above. So here we're getting a very clear source that everything existed before the world, this world existed. Then not only that, it still exists in the world above, and that is considered the root. And you know, you can cut to the top. If you didn't cut the root, it will grow more, it will grow more, it will constantly grow. The root is the important part. You can prune a tree, you can cut the grass, whatever it is. As long as you didn't cut the root, it will continue growing and growing. So just to summarize at least this part, at least it's important that we know that everything that is in this world exists in the world above. If there's an ocean here, there's an ocean in the world above. It might not be water, but there's an ocean. And if there's trees here, there's trees above. They just not necessarily look the same way, but the same nature, the same action, everything is in the world above. It actually, everything that happens in the world above, it, so to say, reflects on the world below. So if it's raining now in this world, it means there's rain in the world above. Of course, it's not rain with water. Rather, it's some type of a positive action because rain comes from chesed. So it's raining in the world above, then it will rain in the world below. That's why David HaMelech said in the verse of Tehillim, you have done so many wonderful things because there's many actions in order to create the world. לכן נפלאותיך שאנו מחדשים, היינו רפואה ופרנסה. That's why when there are big wonders in this world, that it's so to say something new, a new existence. For example, like healing a person. One can come and look at a doctor and be like, wow, you're like a magic worker. Yesterday the person was sick, and now you mixed a few leaves together, and the person is now walking on their feet. You are a miracle worker, magic. So that's why it seems that many things that we are creating in this world, it's like wonders. Here he says, for example, refua, healing somebody, and also parnasa. Parnasa is my sustenance. But that's not me going to a job and typing on a computer and getting a check at the end of the week. That's also parnasa. Once the parnasa was different, then I would plant things in the ground and I would get food from that. They didn't have a bank 2,000 years ago. Well, maybe they had something similar to a bank. But nevertheless, most of the parnasa, my sustenance, was not me working for somebody, I don't know, selling in a store. I had my own land. And I would grow up potatoes, and I would come to you. Hey, you want some of my potatoes? Give me some of your eggs. And I'll give you some of my, he gave me a lot of eggs. I'll give you some of the eggs. You give me some rice. And they would
barter
with each other, yeah? And by the way, that's how it's going to be very soon when Mashiach comes. It's not going to be an economy and money and Bitcoin and all this junk. There's going to be just products. And countries will barter products with each other. It's going to be one big kibbutz. That's the whole idea going to be. Baal HaSulam is talking about it a lot. He already, the followers of the Baal HaSulam, that's how they live there in communities, that everybody is participating. That there's one kupa, I don't know how you say it, but there's one basket, so to say, and everybody goes and works, and everybody contributes to the community, and everybody's equal. There's not one has more, the other one has less. So, but nevertheless, the real parnasa, it's not me getting my paycheck, rather me working. Just think of the miracle. I come and I plow the land, I put some manure, I do whatever I need to do, and I plant seeds, and whoop, 2-3 months later, I have crops. I have food. This is a miracle. How did you do that? So again, we see, he's saying here, both refuah, healing, and parnasa, this is a wonder. This is called niflaot. It's something that, how did you do such a thing? Bekol davar umachshavotecha. Not only that, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing these niflaot, and not only that, also the thoughts are a wonder, how we think of things. Dahainu sodot haTorah. The thoughts are referring to the secrets of the Torah. Anachnu yecholim lasot hakol. So technically, me as a human being, I can do everything. I can heal another person. I can grow things from the ground. And all not only that, I can think of things. I have a, you know, they said a Yiddish kop. Something in there. There's a few beans in the head. You know, you can think of things. So basically, I can come and say, "Wow, look at me! I can do niflaot, wonders like a god." Zeh shamar pasuk shamar Kadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe Rabbeinu. That's why the verse says that when Hashem told to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ve'ata tetzave." You should command. Tetzaveh comes from the word tzava'ah. Tzava'ah is a wheel, a will that a person leaves after he leaves this world, and he says, you know, you will be in charge of this, you will be in charge of that, you will do this. The will gives orders here. Hu nofel al hashpa'ot bracha v'rachamim. And the will can be either an order or a blessing or a mercy. Take my money, give it to this person. Take my money, do that. So the will gives a shefa, a blessing. I don't know that there are many wills saying, I'm not giving, don't give him anything. Don't give. Usually in the will is give this person so and so, give that person like this and like that, give the authority to this guy. I mean, will saying a will, that guy, I don't want him to get anything. Don't give him nothing. But nevertheless, usually the will is a shefa, is a giving, is a blessing. And usually there's also rachamim in there, mercy. Because you give somebody to somebody else, you can give it to anyone you want to.
Someone gave to a dog, all their money. Yeah.
Yeah, you can give your will to a dog. I don't know what that's what's going to give you, but nevertheless, it says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ve'ata tetzaveh, you should give over, you can translate it as you should command, but Hashem is saying, you should give over. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'ata, it says, Ve'ata, and you should command. Proper Hebrew should be, Ata tetzaveh, you should command. But it says, Ve'ata tetzaveh, with the Vav. The Vav mosif al ha'inyan, the Vav adds on the idea, Dahainu gam ata tetzaveh brachot v'hashpa'ot l'Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch here is giving the ability to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, I'm giving you now the power so you can give this shefa and the bracha to Am Yisrael. Where did we see it the first time? With Avraham Avinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu, says, I'm giving you now power so you can give blessings. So here we see the same thing. Moshe Rabbeinu is getting the power from Hashem, and it doesn't say, Ata tetzave, meaning you should command. It says, Ve ata, and you should have the power that you can come and produce blessings. Blessings and parnasah and healing and so forth. Gam ata tetzave brachot v'ashpot l'Israel. Also you, meaning also, not only me, Hashem, also you will be able to give brachot, a blessing, shefa, and abundance, and to the nation of Israel, and to whoever you want. Ki hakol metzuve ve'omed mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is Moshe has this power? Because the one who does the blessing, gives the blessing, is only Hashem. And Hashem just gives the authority to Moshe Rabbeinu to do it too. Everything is given from Hashem. Verashum akol b'shorsho. And everything is already written in its root. It's nothing new. Rak gam ata tetzave lenane et ha-shorosh ha-elyon. When the Kadosh Baruch says to Moshe, ve'ata tetzave, I'm only giving you the ability to shake here from above, from below, and like the analogy we gave, it will shake the root from above. Which means really, it's only the Kadosh Baruch Hu that's giving the bracha, it's only given in the world above, but the Moshe Rabbeinu, or in our case we're talking to the tzaddik has the ability to shake, so to say, below, and it affects from above. That's how we used to get fruit off the trees when we were kids. We wouldn't climb up on the tree. We would shake the tree. You shake the tree, you start getting rain of fruit. Same thing here. Now, what is the commandment that the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to do? Ve'ikhu elecha shemen zayit zach. They should take pure olive oil. That zach is beyond pure even oil. Zach is completely, completely clean. The hint... Remez, shemen zayit hua shefa gdola vezaka. The shemen zayit, the olive oil, is the hinting of shefa. Shefa is an abundance, but a very big abundance. Uma sheneemar elecha, why does it say elecha to you? Because it says, vikhu elecha. Why is it that the commandment is that they should take it to Moshe Rabbeinu? Vaya lo lomar, vikhu lahem. It should have said they should take to themselves. כי הצדיק בירותו שישראל נשפעים בשפע, אזי הנאה לו ותענוג. When the tzaddik sees that the nation of Israel is receiving a lot of shefa, it causes to him a lot of pleasure and תענוג. תענוג is the הנאה. הנאה and תענוג is two different words of pleasure. כאילו היה השפע הזאת לו. Like as if the shefa was given to him. So basically saying in other words, A, it answers us a question that many people have. When you go to a tzaddik, the tzaddik doesn't do anything new. This is a mistake that a lot of people have, that they think that the tzaddik is creating something new. And it's a wrong way of thinking. Only the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the bracha. The tzaddik is the vessel, is the mediator, is the tool that can pull it from one place to another place. There are many times, many occurrences that individuals went to great tzaddikim to receive a blessing, and the tzaddik himself will tell them, I'm not doing anything, I'm just giving you what exists in the world above. The tzaddik has the ability to untie knots, because I, and with my actions, my negative actions, I clog all the paths, the channels where the shefa is coming from. If I'm supposed to get parnasa, livelihood, and I steal and cheat and say Lashon Hara and do many other things, I clog the pipe. Now the shefa, the abundance, doesn't come. So I go to the tzaddik. Now the tzaddik doesn't write me a check. He just says, okay, I'll untie the knot. In other words, I'm the plumber. I'll get the block free. So one thing, one and most important to remember is that the tzaddik doesn't create anything new. This is a very fine line when people are already mistaking by thinking that the tzaddik is a god, lehavdil. The tzaddik is just a vessel. The tzaddik is in a high level that is able to move shefa from one place to another. That's why it says in the Torah, ve'ata tetzaveh. You all, I'll give you the power. But more than that, what we want to take something more deeper and practical, then we just said that everything that we have here in this world is rooted in the world above, which means that it's already somewhere in the world above. My health, my parnasah, my livelihood, everything, my other half, my kids, my... I just need to know how to shake it from below. So this is the real secret here, that everything that Hashem wants to give me, and trust me, if you would be able to get into the secret files of Hashem, you would see that Hashem already wrote you millions of dollars of checks, and health, and wealth, and happiness, and everything that you can just think of. We just spoke about in the Ma'amar before. In order for somebody to be a giver, somebody has to be a receiver. And if I'm not a receiver, I'm not going to get anything. So needless to say that I have to make myself a receiver. But one of the ways is I need to understand that in its root, everything is already written in the root. Because that's how it was created. That's how it says that everything is predestined. Everything is already foreseen. I just need to know how to shake from below. And the shaking from below can come in many different ways. But I need to know that I need to do action. I can't get something from above, a shefa, an abundance from above, without me doing an action over here. Yes, it does help to go to the tzaddik. I'm going, a jumping board. So the tzaddik says, yeah, it's like a good lawyer. There is a tzaddik an hour drive from here, the grandson of the Baba Sali, Rav Abuchatzera. And he these days you can go and see him. Now if you go by yourself, you'll sit there for 6 hours outside, and if you're lucky, maybe you'll get a note in. But it happens to be that we have here a friend, if you ever want to go there, that he knows the Gabaim. So that's his business, he's a driver. But he'll take you there, within a minute, you're in to the tzaddik, you'll get your couple minute conversation with him, and you go out, and he takes you back. A few weeks ago, two guys here, Eli and Yonatan, they went. Eli needed he was in a serious situation. I told him, why don't you go speak to Rav Abuchatzera? So they paid the driver whatever he asked, which is nothing. He drove them there. Both Yonatan and Eli said, I never seen anything like it. He went in from the back. Within a second, I went all the way in, chick-chack, 2 minutes conversation, one got a bracha, one got a pidyon nefesh, chick-chack, and they went out. This is called in Israel, protectia. If it doesn't matter what you know, it's who you know. So people go there and sit there for hours, and maybe they can get a note in. And it's literally like that. You go there, there's hundreds of people. I don't know if you've ever been there. There's hundreds of people sitting out there. You go with the right person, you go through the back door. This is what the tzaddik does. The tzaddik knows how to get into the back door. And the tzaddik says, yeah, I see what's the problem. And he knows how to untie the knot and give you the advice. Don't do this, do that. Do this as a kapara. Do this as a tikkun. But chas v'shalom, one should not think for 1 second that the tzaddik is the one who's creating anything. This is already borderline of idolatry. The tzaddik is the tool that sees and moves from one side to the other. But since our sages call us also, V'amech kulam tzaddikim, I have the ability as a simple individual to shake the tree from above, from below, so to say. That's what we said before. The creation is already in the root. I just need to know how to shake it. If I know how to shake it, then something will fall. I was not joking. When we were kids, I lived in a place, there was a lot of fields, a lot of orchards. It wasn't like today, everything is cement. We would go and different places, and we would get the fruit off. Sometimes it's just easy. You take a stick and you shake the tree, and what do you know? Oranges start falling down. We used to do it to pecans, because the pecan trees are very high to climb. And sometimes we would sneak into places that we're not allowed to. It was a private orchard, or however you call the pecan. I don't know if it's called an orchard, but nevertheless, we would take sticks and shake the tree, and all the pecans will fall down. I would run away, put them in pockets and run away. So I know it's illegal, but nevertheless, the idea is that you shake something from below, something will come from above. And I need to understand that if I'm missing, whether it's my other half, kids, parnasah, my livelihood, my simchat chaim, my happiness, whatever it is, just shake below, it will shake the roots from above and the shefa will come down. Zrad Hashem, should be only seeing Shefa in our life and only blessings and abundance and clarity and happiness and everything that we wish for ourselves. Zrad Hashem should have a beautiful week and a beautiful Chodesh.